On the line now, I have George Mungy from Swords Tidy Towns. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon to you, John.
And thank you very much for taking the call. Swords Tidy Towns, you won an award, but it's an unusual type of award. Would you like to just tell the listeners all about it?
Yes, I will indeed. The award I won was called the Pollinator Award, and it's one of the special awards. There are about 16 or 17 of them in total. And the Pollinator Award is actually organised by the National Biodiversity Centre and the local authorities throughout Ireland. The award, it basically focuses on the natural habitat of bees and insects, and how, you know, local communities can improve the environment so that the bee population can increase. So what you get is an application form, and there's a series of about 10 questions on it. So you have to go down through those and answer them, and you've got to log certain data on the National Biodiversity website.
Yeah.
So it's quite detailed, actually, quite detailed.
And it's very important now, pollination and bees, and it's coming into sharp focus now, recently, about how important bees and pollination is to the environment. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, well, the bee population over the last number of years actually has become reduced, and this has happened because of, say, farming practices, roads being built, you know, urban centres expanding, and so this took an effect on the bee population. And actually, in certain countries, the bees are virtually extinct. But we're lucky in that we do have, you know, a fairly good bee population, and it's actually starting to increase now because there's more awareness being focused onto it. But bees are very important to you know, the whole ecosystem. They would spread pollinate, you know, different flower species, and then obviously there's the honey that comes from them as well.
Yeah, and they're very, very important. And there's an all Ireland pollinator plan. Do you know about that, George?
Yeah, well, the All Ireland Pollinator Plan, it's run by the National Biodiversity Centre, as I said, in conjunction with the local authorities. And this plan, it's divided into different sections. So one of the sections, which is kind of applicable to the Tidy Towns, is local communities. So what their focus on is to basically increase the awareness of the importance of the bee population and pollinators, the type of plants that would attract the bees. Fingal County Council actually is one of the initiators of this All Ireland Pollinator Plan, and they would sit on the adjudicator panel for the award. Say that I won.
Yeah.
It would be run in conjunction with them. Yes.
Yeah, and to win that award, as you said, there's a whole range of pollinator friendly actions that needed to be done. Could you tell us about a few of them? Like,
yeah. Well, I can give you an idea of some of the projects that we did in order to get this award. The first was I organised a workshop for the local community on how we could increase, you know, the awareness of pollinators and bees, and I was fortunate enough to get LA21 funding for that. So I ran that over two Saturdays. One was theory, the other was more practical, where we went out. We planted an area towards the end of the town with pollinator friendly plants. Then we did a collaborative project with Loreto School in River Valley, and we they used that as an entry into a competition, which they were successful in as well. Then we worked with the management of the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Swords, and they agreed to put beehives on the roof of the shopping centre and bat boxes. And then Fingal County Council also played their part, which we're very grateful to, especially the operations department, and they planted pollinator-friendly beds along the Broadmeadow River. So it was just a combination of everything coming together that really, you know, helped me win this award.
Yes, so a lot of work went into it.
Quite a lot of work went into it. It did indeed. Yes, yeah. Actually, this is only the second time that I've entered this award. I entered it last year for the first time, and obviously wasn't successful. But this year came back more determined, and you know, the workshops that I organised, they were kind of the first stage of my plan to try and increase my score in the competition. But to get a win, really, I was quite surprised, because it covers the whole of the country. So I was really delighted with that.
Oh, fair play to you, and congratulations, and well done on winning the award. And would you urge the public now, for instance, to be more aware of the importance of bees? Because, you know, yourself, you're sitting out in the garden and there's bees, wasps flying around. It can be a bit of a nuisance.
Well, I would encourage people to plant flowers during the summertime. They don't always have to be pollinator friendly. Yeah. Most bees will be attracted to you know, flowers during the summertime. They would go out looking to see if they're suitable or not. Then there's also you know, we tend to cut in public places, we tend to cut grass quite low, but actually bees like what's called wild meadows, you know, where certain grasses can grow long, and you know, there's wildflowers grow there naturally, and the likes of thistles are that, you know, they're attracted to those areas as well. So I would certainly encourage people to make use of their gardens, or even their, if they're in apartments, like you can buy small boxes, really, you know.
Yeah.
To attract bees.
Yeah, I know in my garden you get a lot of bees and daisies. Unfortunately, you get daisies grown in your garden, and you seem to be very fond of these daisies.
Yeah. They would, like, as I said, there are, you know, we tend to think of bees going towards, you know, flowers that have, you know, good foliage and flower display, but they also, like, as I said, these wildflowers as well, and they would spread the pollen around for these plants as well. I would certainly encourage people to plant flowers.
Okay, listen, George, once again, congratulations on winning that award, and for all the hard work that you put into it, and for bringing it to the public's attention to how important the bees and wasps are to the environment. Is there anything you'd like to add, George?
Swords Tidy Towns also won a silver medal in the overall award, and they were quite close to getting gold. So I would urge people just to support their local Tidy Towns group where possible, you know, even if it's just something small that they could do. There's a great bunch of people involved in doing this type of work, and it just adds to the local community.
Yeah, and it's very fulfilling when you see winning an award, or getting, you know, just even silver. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is. Look, even if you don't win an award, it's still like all the volunteers are winners, and so are the local communities as well for the work that they do.
Okay, George, thank you very much for taking the call, and I'll talk to you later on today and tell you the link for a podcast of this interview.
Okay, John, thank you very much for having me on, Pond. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that was George Bungie there from Swords Tidy Towns. Okay.